Social engineering is using manipulation, influence, and deception to get a person, a trusted insider within an organization, to comply with a request. And the request is usually to release information or to perform some sort of action item that benefits the attacker. And this week's opening quote comes from Kevin Mitnick. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Well, they've gone and done it, folks. They've disabled uploads on my channel, and I'm not able to comment or let anybody know that they have done so. I can't post on the community board, and of course they have done this because of my commentary on the Christchurch shooting, and because I'm not supporting the official COINTEL narrative that it's all fake and nobody died. Just goes to show, folks, because you don't get the flak if you're not over the target. And I want to touch on that again today, and I want to discuss certain aspects of how this whole Christchurch massacre reporting is being managed. Now, the aforementioned quote from Kevin Mitnick is dealing in the realm of computer hacking and social engineering in regard to getting people within organizations to release information available for hacking. But when you look at that very eloquent quote from Kevin Mitnick, you can begin to understand that social engineering does not just apply to the computer world. It also applies to the world that we live in today, most especially the world online, where most of the information that we're getting is digital and is influenced by the other stuff that people see online. And when you think of it in context of using manipulation, influence, and deception to get a person, a trusted insider within an organization, to comply with a request to release information or perform an action that benefits the attacker, then you can see how it also works with spreading fake news on the internet, spreading the fake news amongst the independent media. You can see how COINTEL works, basically, is what I'm saying. You can see how counterintelligence can simply use trusted individuals within the so-called independent media, and those individuals, if they are deemed as someone worthy of respect, will be able to influence other individuals down the line and get them to perform the action that the first individual wanted, i.e. the spreading of false information to poison the well, and the spreading of this false information ultimately serves the system itself, which has put these moles into the independent media in order to poison the well to begin with. And the way it works is this. I mean, if you can set yourself up as a major and perceivably respected source of independent media news, then you can influence other large channels, large YouTube channels, and other sources of independent media who will mimic what you're saying simply due to the respect that they have for you. And when you get major websites to do this and high-profile plants to do this, then you can effectively poison the well. And the people down the line will think that they're actually spreading legitimate news and legitimate points that have been uncovered by respected individuals and so-called experts. But really what they're doing is simply performing the actions that the attacker wants them to perform, which again is the poisoning of the well. Now, controlling the narrative, folks. Counterintelligence desperately wants to control the narrative of the independent media, and it's been doing it for quite some time. I mean, there's a lot of truth in there. You'll get a lot of truth from these COINTEL sources, but there's always an element of misdirection in there as well. And again, it's all about controlling the narrative. This is how COINTEL works, folks, especially if there's a leak. Now, if there's a leak and something important is actually revealed in this leak, the counterintelligence narrative will be to not cover up the leak, but to embellish the leak and add more and more to it and get it to the point that it's unbelievable, or focus on little details of the leak which are unrelated and unprovable and unspecified completely, things that you can't prove either way, just to get you tied up in the details of arguing about these points which they will tell you are important, but really they're not. They're just details, and they're causing you to focus on these details so you don't look at what else is going on within the context of this leak that has happened. That's how counterintelligence works, folks. And what I'm talking about, of course, is the shooting at Christchurch. Now, and the reason I'm focusing on this again, folks, is because this is an incredibly important event. is having a major impact in New Zealand already. Free speech is virtually banned completely. Free thought is virtually banned completely in New Zealand now. And it's probably going to be coming to Australia soon. I don't even know how long I'll be able to stay on the air with the repercussions that we're going to be feeling in this country due to the event that's just happened in New Zealand. And trust me, folks, it's going to roll out around the world. And one of the things that is propelling this lockdown is this whole fake CGI hoax concept that has been attached to the Christchurch event. This is very much helping bring about new legislation that will be used to censor the internet and lock down free speech, lock down the independent media. You've got to understand how these programs work, folks, and you've got to understand how counterintelligence works. And just the fact that I've been getting so much flack for even suggesting this and suggesting that this is a government black op that was run and there were actually victims really shows how well over the target I actually am. Because the amount of trolling I've been getting for even suggesting this has been unprecedented. Folks, when you look at the video, and I put forth a few concepts last week, I put forth a few concepts about mind control, all this sort of stuff, MKUltra signs that I saw in the video, and this is a theory, folks. This is just what I'm seeing. I'm not saying it's true, it's simply what I'm seeing. I've done further research since then. I've looked at the 8chan thread, the original thread that was running while the shooting was happening. I've seen the responses on the thread. I'm trying to find out how long Brendan Tarrant had actually been on 8chan. So if there are any 8chan users who are listening or anybody out there who might know any 8chan users, I'd really appreciate if someone could get me that information. I'd love to know how long he'd actually been on 8chan because the whole profile seems to have been set up as a precursor for this event, just to put it out there. Most people on 8chan don't even have a profile picture. They just have a number and anonymous written to them. And yet Brendan Tarrant had a picture of a down-home ocker in an Australian hat holding a stubby of Foster saying, "Hold still while I glass you." You know, so this has been set up to appear the way it is, folks. And it still very much lends credence to the concept that this is all MKUltra, that this guy's been programmed to do it. And you've got to look at his travel history. And there's just all sorts of red flags through this. But I'd love to know how long he's actually been on 8chan. Something else I'd really like, if someone out there can find any photographs of the second car from the second mosque, the light-coloured or silver car that was taken away at the second mosque, because I would suggest this is the same car that was out the front of the first mosque. And I'd really like to find a photograph of that. I saw one online once, and I forgot to save it, and I haven't seen that photograph again. I've got no idea where I saw it, but I'm sure there's somebody out there that must have photographs of the car that was taken from the second mosque. I've also heard that there is video footage from inside the second mosque when the attack was taking place. I don't know how true that is. There was someone who posted a comment on my last video from last week who commented they had that video or they'd seen that video and they were going to send me a link to it, but they then deleted their comment and the entire comment thread and they never sent me the link. So I'd be very interested to know if that video actually exists. Last week's show as well, folks. I mean, I was feeling very defiant when I uploaded that to YouTube. Then after talking to Vinny and a few people, I pulled the show, left it on BitChute, and I put up a small explanation as to why I did that. What they told me was that when you get two strikes, you can't even alert people to the fact that you've got any strikes. It never used to be like that. When I got two strikes last time, I got reduced to 15-minute uploads. I was only allowed to have 15-minute uploads, they said, for 3 months. That actually took about 14 months for them to reinstate me. But I was willing to risk that. If I'd got a second strike, I thought, well, I'll just be back to 15-minute uploads and I'll just deal with it for a few months. But then I heard from Vinny, no, you don't get 15-minute upload limits anymore. What they do is they just block you from using your channel at all for 3 months. So that seemed pretty drastic. And that's why I pulled that video, folks, because I thought if that happens, then I'm just going to drop offline and no one will even know what happened to me. So I thought, well, since it's been uploaded to YouTube, that means it's now on BitChute anyway, so I may as well just be safe and pull the video so I don't get another strike, and that way I can continue to get information out to you. So I wasn't copying out or anything that I just said, folks. I just thought it was just the smart thing to do. I mean, there's no good standing defiant against the system if they're just going to come along and squash you and shut you down. That's not really going to work at all. So you've got to keep the information flowing for as long as you can. Incidentally, since I uploaded that short video explaining why I deleted my previous video, YouTube has since deleted that video and removed it for inappropriate content. It was a 1 minute, 40 second video of me speaking, and it displayed a yin yang sign on the entire video. So apparently spoken dialogue and a yin yang sign now constitutes inappropriate content as far as YouTube goes. And so now they have disabled uploading to my channel anyway. So I'll be uploading this video to my old AOD Scarecrow channel, and that's just the way it goes, folks. Interesting. And please do share that information around, folks, because I'm unable to post anything on my channel. I can't even make a post in the community section to let people know that I've been blacklisted. I'm simply blacked out and can't get there. So all I can do is hope that the people listening to the show today will share the information with my subscribers. But there's all sorts of stuff to indicate that what I was saying last week, you know, it could even be an MKUltra operation. I haven't leaned away from that at all. His travel is also very interesting. There's a lot of stuff in his travel history which lends credence to the concept that this man was a black operative. So it's all stuff that needs to be looked at further, and we'll just see what we can find. But even, you know, like, irrespective of that, there is so much evidence in the video which shows that this was a black op and shows that it was staged by the government. Basically, there's so much in the video that shows that the official story that you're getting from the government and from the media is a complete crock. And that's really what's important about the shooter's video, and that's what people should be focusing on, and that's why this whole it's all CGI and fake and no bodies meme has been cooked up, so you don't look at this stuff. But the thing is, it's not just so you don't look at this stuff, it's also in order to create this huge swell of fake news in order to bring about the censorship and shutdown of the independent media. You'll find that they want to introduce mandatory IDs and all sorts of stuff from this, folks, and that's what this it's all fake CGI meme is propelling. And people simply can't see it, unfortunately. There's so many people out there who simply cannot see the way they are being played with this. But you've got to think several layers deep with these people, folks. They make plans that go very deep. They're always thinking five or six moves ahead. And many people who even listen to the independent media are often only thinking one or two. So you're getting back to the COINTEL narrative. I mean, focusing on bullet casings and focusing on all of this stuff. And even with what I'm saying, I mean, we want to establish who this guy is, but for the moment, I mean, it's very interesting, all this travel history and all the stuff that he did, but for the moment, it's not really relevant to the present situation that we're in because of this event. I mean, this is another topic, and this is all kind of stuff we can look at, but ultimately, when you look at the whole Christchurch event, it's all noise. As is the concept of whether it was fake, whether there were crisis actors, whether it was CGI, whether there was blood, this is all noise. Because all of it is stuff we can argue about until the cows come home, and none of it is stuff we can prove either way because none of us were there, and that is not what we should be looking at in the video, because that's not what the video is telling us. All of this stuff is just conjecture and speculation, and none of it is stuff we can confirm, but there is other stuff going on in the video that we can very easily confirm, and that is what is freaking them out so much about this video. And if the independent media can get a little bit of focus, those out there who really do stand for truth still and don't just want to follow the general consensus of what's going on, if these people can start reporting the truth on what we've actually found in this video, we could really make some difference and bring the whole system down, because the evidence is right there in the video that this was a false flag event staged by the government. We got it on film. We got the other operatives on film. I mean, this is huge, folks. Think about this. Put all the speculation aside and look at what you're seeing and think for yourself. And if people can do that, people really want to stand for the truth and not just follow what they're told and not just believe all the people that they think they respect, people they believe they should respect, then maybe we could actually get something done. You know, the problem is that there's so many operatives in the movement, folks, and there's people that you're trusting that you simply shouldn't be trusting, and there's a lot of these people, and you just got to look at where these stories are coming from, and all of these stories of CGI bullet casings and the concept that this is all fake and it's just a fake shooting and a hoax and no bodies are all coming from people like James Fetzer and David Robert Steele, who recently told us there were child slaves on Mars. I mean, this is where these stories are coming from, folks, and they're coming from supposedly reputable websites such as Veterans Today and websites like this, and I would suggest, and I'll put it out there right now, that all of the main And writers from Veteran Today who've been pushing this "it's all fake CGI" meme have fully exposed themselves as being counterintelligence operatives. And I would suggest that the entire Veterans Today website is a counterintelligence operation simply due to the blatantly false reporting they've been releasing on the Christchurch event. And you've got to look at the speed that this "all fake CGI" meme was rolled out as well, folks. There was an incredibly quick effort to get people focusing on the disappearing shell casings or questioning whether there was enough blood or whether people should have been hiding in the corners of the rooms when the shooter entered or any other thing they could find to make you look at the details in the film that they wanted you to look at and get you out there speculating and analysing on all these claims of CGI and fakery. All of which I have incidentally completely debunked myself, and please bear in mind that in my life, in my younger days, I used to work at Movie World Studios here on the Gold Coast in Queensland. I've worked on at least 10 major films in the capacity of set construction and special effects. I worked on Pitch Black, I worked on Babe, I worked on Babe 2, I worked on Falling Down, Phantom, Thornbirds, I worked on 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, I worked on Dark City, I worked on Escape from Absalom, I've worked on a lot of films in my younger days and I've done a lot of special effects. And since then, I've done 10 years of video editing, CGI, motion graphics, and all the stuff that you see on my video productions on YouTube. And I've looked at and I've disproven every single claim of special effects that's been used in regard to the Christchurch shooters live stream video. And I've done that by going through the video frame by frame, all 20,319 frames, and I have absolutely no doubt that this was a real shooting and that all claims of this being fake and CGI are completely false. Everything they're telling you is wrong. There is blood, there is shell casings, there is everything they're telling you isn't there is actually there. So I've proved this for myself, folks. And all you got to do is render the film out frame by frame and look for yourself. It's all there, folks. Everything they've been putting out is this information. But they want you looking at that. They want you focusing on all these things and arguing about all these things like disappearing shell casings and all these facts that you can't prove and you'll argue about forever and not notice the legislation that's rolling out. And look at the other details that they don't want you to look at because they're just irrelevant. They're just background noise. Well, they're not actually background noise, folks. The other details in the film are the most relevant details of the film, and they're points that cannot be argued, cannot be debated, points that are not conjecture. They are evidence that shows clearly what actually happened in this shooting, something that we do know happened anyway, and that is that this was not a single shooter. This was not a lone wolf. Because three things that cannot be denied in this film, regardless of anything else, irrespective of what anybody wants to say, is that he was being alerted to when there were escapees escaping from the compound. He was alerted that there was someone escaping from the front corner and he ran out to get them. Later, he was alerted that there was someone escaping from the opposite corner. He ran down to get them. Later, he was alerted to the fact that there were two women escaping from the front. And I will correct that from last week. It was not one woman. It was actually two women who were escaping from the front. One got shot and the other one can be seen running further off up the street. I would suggest that's probably who lost their shoes when they ran. And that's why there's an extra pair of shoes sitting on the footpath. Someone alerted him to the fact that these people were escaping. So that's one point that cannot be denied. Another point that cannot be denied is the fact that there was a car in the mosque compound next to the front door. It was very likely someone in it because he came out and pointed the gun at that car halfway through the proceedings and then didn't shoot and continued to run out the front to shoot somebody else. And when he came back from doing that, that car was gone. So that clearly shows that there were other people present who were very likely involved because he didn't shoot at them and they drove away while he was shooting at other people. Clearly seen on the video. And point number three that cannot be denied is that when he was alerted to come running out of the mosque to shoot the two women who were escaping, when he arrived at the street and turned to fire a couple more shots into one of the women that he'd actually managed to hit, a man in red can be clearly seen standing next to the wall. And this, I would suggest, may also be the man in red who was seen when he first entered into the mosque compound, when he first entered the driveway. These are points that cannot be denied. It doesn't matter whether you believe the shell casings were real, whether you believe the blood was real, whether you believe the victims were real, whether you believe this, whether you believe that. It doesn't matter what your conjecture is because the fact remains that you were not there. I was not there. I can't tell you what happened. All of the questions that people ask me about, oh, what about the bodies and what about this and what about that? I don't know. I wasn't there, folks. Were you? How do you know? You weren't there. So how do you know? How can you even claim that you know? Because you've never gone into a room and shot bullets into a whole bunch of people crouching in the corner. You've got no idea what the situation would be like. So all of this stuff is complete conjecture, and it's all noise. It's all noise to detract from the fact that the shooter's video clearly shows that this was a well-organized hit using multiple players. It was not a lone gunman. And that is why the New Zealand government does not want anyone looking at this video. It's not because it's violent, folks. There's far more violent things on the internet. They had far more violent things on television when they showed the hanging of Saddam Hussein, when they showed Gaddafi being anally raped with a metal bar and stabbed and murdered live on TV. They've had far worse things on TV themselves than anything that you can see in this video. I mean, it's horrific to see him shooting a bunch of people. Absolutely, this is horrible. But as far as blood and gore and graphic violence goes, there are far worse things that they've shown themselves. So it's not for any of those reasons, folks. It's not because it shows graphic violence, and it's not because they're scared you'll find out it's CGI. This was a real shooting with real bodies and real victims. It's not because it's crisis actors and there's no bodies and no victims. And it's not because they may encourage copycat killers or anything like that. It's not for any of those reasons. It's because they don't want you to see what's happening in your peripheral vision. It's banned because it shows that this was a coordinated operation with multiple players, and the story the New Zealand government is using to disarm its population is a bare-faced lie. That is why the video is banned. And think about it, folks. They had the big coordinated terror operation there not so long ago. They had Hillary Clinton visit New Zealand not so long ago. They had Podesta there just a couple of days before. They had Facebook go down just before the live stream, so they got everybody's attention on Facebook, so everyone would be there to see the live stream. And they had the gun legislation, 600-page gun legislation, ready to roll out as a response to the shooting almost within minutes of the shooting occurring. And then 10 days later, the legislation's passed, and they're already swooping on peaceful households at 2 o'clock in the morning to steal their guns. Think about it. Think about what's happening. I mean, look at what's happening, folks, and think about how quickly they did this. And the reason they've done it so quickly is, again, like I said, because if anyone actually looks at this video, they're going to find out that the government did this themselves, and that's why they desperately need to disarm the people of New Zealand. And all I can really say in response to that is I wish the New Zealand police would actually do their job and look at the video and arrest the real criminals in response to this and realize that disarming their people is the worst thing they could possibly be doing. I mean, what do these people think the government actually cares about them? They're just the lackeys that are doing the work for the criminals. I mean, they're just the henchmen, and they don't care about what the policemen do. They're not going to care about the fate that these policemen suffer, and ultimately the guys working for the police force are going to end up suffering the same fate as the people. Now, we don't need to stand against the police. We need the police to stand with the people and stand against the criminal behavior of these governments, because these governments are completely out of control. They really are. Exhibit A, the earth. And if you really want to have an example of it and have a fine scrutiny of the detail of how this criminal activity works, well, just have a look at what's happening in New Zealand. And as I said, folks, if you really want to know what's going on with Christchurch, irrespective of what you think of him, I highly recommend you go and look at Vinnie Eastwood's stuff. And Vinnie's got a new channel. He's been completely blocked on his old channel. He's not allowed to upload. He's not even allowed to alert anybody to the fact that he has been blocked from posting anything. He can't stream. He can't post any videos. And honestly, he's the only one who's bringing us real information about what's going on there, because he's the only one in the independent media on the ground who can bring us the information. And he's been to Christchurch, he's looked at it, he's interviewed witnesses, he's interviewed victims, he's interviewed victims' families, he's gone through the mosque and looked at it all. I mean, he's still posting videos. And with what's going on, folks, and with New Zealand being the starting point for this type of legislation being rolled out around the world, Vinnie's out there on the front line at the moment, and he's out there by himself, and he really does need the support of the independent media at the moment. Just keep an eye on what's happening to Vinnie. You know, Vinnie may drop offline at any moment, and if that happens, we need to be able to keep tabs on what's happening to him and where he is. We don't want anything to happen to this man, and we need to look after our own. And Vinnie is one of our own. He, as I said, folks, he's out there on the front line. He's there by himself, and he needs our support. You know, in response to the Christchurch attack, Jacinta Ardern has set up a emergency hotline. And notice this, folks, it's after the emergency. I mean, everything's over. The gunman's been caught. The emergency's over. But now she's set up an emergency hotline just so people can ring up and report things. And there's been an enormous amount of people ringing up and reporting Vinny, saying Vinny is claiming it's all fake and he may be a white supremacist. And he's actually had the police visit his house 4 times in 4 days. So this is the plans they have for the independent media, all revolving around this CGI fake news meme. And this is Vinny. Vinny doesn't support that, but they've gone and done it anyway. And they've gone around and harassed him at least 4 times in 4 days simply because of that meme. And that is just the beginning. So pay attention, folks. You know, Vinny is the only independent media spokesman in New Zealand. And irrespective of what you think of him, I mean, Vinny seems to rump some people the wrong way because they have a problem with his humour. But put all that aside, folks. I mean, Vinny is the person that he is. And irrespective of what you think of him, he's doing his best to bring us the truth about what's happening there. And he's been completely blacklisted from talking about it, basically, in New Zealand. I mean, he can go to jail for even questioning the official narrative in New Zealand, which is pretty freaky. But even as Vinny said in his interviews of the victims and the victims' families, they're all saying that it was multiple shooters. It wasn't just one guy. So, you know, the government's lying. They had this legislation in place already. They had all the things in place, and they had all the stuff in place as well to create this hoax meme as well, because they had the training drill there. They got all these dummies there with squib packs, and they got everything they need there to be able to set up exactly what people are claiming this is. But they didn't. But the independent media is saying, oh, look, that's all there, so that's what they did. And they're putting all of this conjecture out there about what actually happened, you know, disappearing shell cases, all this stuff. Like I said, getting you focused on all these details, which are completely irrelevant, nothing you can prove at all to do with choppy bandwidth, all to do with video compression, all sorts of reasons why you would see these sorts of things on this video. But the point is, that's what they want you looking at. They don't want you looking at the 4 points that I pointed out before, which are the most important things. One, the man in red who was there to usher him in the driveway. Two, the fact that that man in red can be seen again by the wall later on. Three, the fact that there was a car parked out the front at the beginning of the proceedings that left halfway through while he was shooting. And four, the fact that there had to be someone giving him instructions and letting him know when all these escapees were trying to make their way out of 3 different points on the perimeter. All of which were away from where he happened to be when he suddenly dropped everything he was doing and ran out to shoot them. These are 4 very important points. And you could actually even ramp that up to 5 important points, because there is one more very important point, and that is the timing. Because it's actually physically impossible for a gunman to have driven from Al Noor Mosque to Linwood Mosque and got there in the allotted time frame it would have taken to carry out the attacks. There's no way. I mean, it was 33 minutes, and don't you love that number? It has to be 33, doesn't it? Just for the conspiracy theorists, probably, but anyway, the number's there. But it was 33 minutes from when the first shot was fired in Al Noor Mosque until when Brendan Tarrant's car was rammed in wherever it was that it was rammed in Christchurch. But it's physically impossible for him to have carried out 6 minutes of firing in Al Noor Mosque, then to have got into his car, driven to Linwood Mosque and carried out an attack, been chased out of that mosque and then driven to where he was rammed by police in 33 minutes. It's physically impossible for someone to do that. Doesn't matter how fast you drive, it simply can't be done. And these are all very important points, folks. 5 points which prove the government and official story is a complete crock, and that the people of New Zealand are having their weapons taken from them under false pretenses. You know, and you've got to understand, folks, police are breaking into people's houses at 2 o'clock in the morning and demanding that they surrender their guns over this event. And these are people who don't have any political affiliation or any political leanings at all. It's just people who own guns. The police are simply coming and disarming everybody. And there's all these 5 points in this video that prove that the excuse they're using to do this has been completely fabricated, because this was not a lone wolf shooting. This was a well-organized event with multiple players, and the video evidence proves it beyond any shadow of a doubt. And that's what needs to be focused on, not all of this other rubbish and not all of these other claims that were being made by people who simply weren't there, who are spreading deliberate disinformation and poisoning the well. in order to bring about this alternate media lockdown. I mean, can you see the way it's going to happen, folks? Can you see the way they play these things? I mean, it's very simple. You just got to look at the layers in which these people think and look at how this could be played on all levels. You know, and that's really important when attempting to sift through any of this stuff, folks, is realize that you're dealing with multi-level projects. You're dealing with people who think 5, 6, 7 moves ahead. You know, whatever they've got in place, they've got a contingency plan to deal with whichever way it goes. And if it goes pear-shaped in one direction, well, they can send it another direction. If it goes pear-shaped in that direction, well, they've still got a contingency plan for it. You know, there's levels upon levels upon levels. But usually they get through with it because they're thinking so many moves ahead. You know, all you've got to do is think back to Sandy Hook and what that was really for. Why did they make Sandy Hook so obvious? You know, I mean, Sandy Hook was a staged event. Nobody died. It's obvious nobody died. Just got to look at the aerial footage. Just look at their own footage. Look at the death list for the state for that month. You'll find that nobody even died that week in the state. So, you know, everything is there to trap us into this mindset. And then they use that mindset against us. But when you look at Sandy Hook, Sandy Hook is very much related to what's happening in Christchurch now. And it all ties together. But this is something that I'll go through after the break, folks, because I think we've reached break time. So I'll leave it there for now and we're going to have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company. And I'll be back to speak to you again in a few minutes. Don't go away because I've got plenty more to come. And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like we're in for a little bit of rain too, so you might get a few showers during this latter half of the broadcast. You'll just have to bear with me on that one. That's what you get when you live in a shed, folks, and you're trying to do radio. But anyway, back to the topic. As I said, the whole CGI, it's all fake narrative that's being pushed throughout the independent media is damage control to keep you focused on small details, which they'll tell you are important, which in fact are not important, but are confusing enough to keep you arguing amongst all of these details and not paying attention to the other details that the video is showing you, which, as I said, is the fact that there are extra players there and they are caught on the film. And the video itself clearly proves that the story the government is using to disarm the people of New Zealand is a complete pack of lies. And this is clearly shown by the shooter's own video itself. Without any debate, without any speculation, without any conjecture, it's right there on film. And that's important, folks. All this other stuff that you can't prove is not important. What is important is what we can prove and what the video is actually showing us. And that's why I've been putting so much focus on this, because it's important. You know, and if you doubt that these details are important and you doubt that the CGI all fake meme is damage control, again, just look at the speed that this was rolled out and look at the amount of trolling and attacks that you get if you dare to suggest otherwise. It's very revealing, folks. You don't get the flack if you're not over the target. And people really do need to see what is going on here and see the opportunity that this provides for the people of the world to expose government corruption and to show exactly how they carry these false flag shootings out. And it is a false flag. It's a false flag because it isn't what they're telling us. And that's what a false flag is, folks. A false flag doesn't mean it's a hoax and nobody died. People are blurring the lines with all of these sorts of things as well, all these terminologies that they're misconstruing. You know, a false flag is when you blame the event on someone who did not carry it out. And sure, it may well have been Brenton Tarrant who carried this out, but it wasn't a lone shooter. It was a planned event. He had helpers there. It wasn't some white supremacist from Grafton who decided he wanted to go and shoot up a mosque. This thing was planned. This man was trained to do this, and he had helped to carry out the crime. It's quite provable, and it's quite visible on the video. That's the point, folks. And that's why this is so important. It's certainly important for the people of New Zealand. It's very important for the people of Australia, too, because we're going to feel the repercussions, and even the people of the United States are going to feel the repercussions of this. But the video itself gives us the opportunity to blow the lid off the whole thing right from the word go. If we can just get a little focus, get rid of all of this smoke and mirrors, expose this COINTEL narrative of CGI and all fake for being exactly what it is. And honestly, folks, all it takes is a little bit of integrity to do that. I mean, if you see a lie, you need to call it out. And think about it, folks, this is a big thing for me to say that, to even name a website. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years. How often do you see me point the finger at anybody? But when I see something like this, and when I see a co-intel narrative, I have to call it out for what it is, because that is being in integrity, and that is searching for the truth, because that's what this is all about, folks. It's about truth, and it's about freedom. And anything that is getting in the way of that is not acceptable. I don't care what narrative they're putting out. If it's not the truth, then they shouldn't be putting it out. And what we've been seeing from this website regarding this event, this isn't misinterpretation. This isn't misassumptions. This is deliberate, outright lies, and it needs to be called out. And like I said, you know, you'll get a lot of truth from these websites as well, because that's the way they do it. They mix truth with lies. And doing that, even when you look at the way the articles are structured, it's classic counterintelligence. Neurolinguistic programming, misdirection, and classic co-intel MO in everything that I'm seeing released from that website regarding this event. And when we see this, folks, we need to expose it, because that's what it means to be an independent journalist. You've got to call things for what they are. You know, the people out there in the world need to know that we're not all crazy. We're not saying it's all fake and it's all CGI. We're just trying to get to the bottom of what's going on. And that's all we have to do, folks. And people who really want the truth, if we can just call these things out and expose them for what they are and show that the independent media actually has some integrity, well, perhaps we can make a difference. Perhaps we can really reach the people on the street and show them that we now have the evidence to prove that they are in deep trouble from their governments, and we are not the ones who are crazy. And we're not right-wing extremists. We're just people who are attempting to help the world wake up to the danger that they're in, because the world is run by criminals. And now we have the evidence. With this video, we have the evidence to show it. Or to show part of it anyway. I mean, think, folks. Think. I mean, we have a real opportunity here with this, folks. And if you really want to make a difference in the world, all you've got to do is stand in integrity and speak your truth. That's what we all need to do. And simply name what we can see and call things out for what they obviously are. I mean, that'll make a difference, folks. But if we get caught up in all this noise and smoke and mirrors, then we're just going to get bogged down and get nowhere, as happens so often with the independent media. When we attempt to rally the troops for anything, we get bogged down in the details and arguing over whose perspective is correct, rather than looking at the opportunity that these events give us if we observe them through the right eyes. You know, and everybody's been played with this. Everybody's been played. All the people out there who think your nations are being invaded by Muslims, the Muslims have been played as well. They're the victims in this as much as anybody else. You can't hate them. You know, we've been bombing the hell out of their countries for years, and they're peaceful people. They are. They're peaceful people. I don't care what the media tells you. I've met a lot of Muslim families. I've traveled a lot, and nobody that I've met ever wanted to have a war or wanted to chop my head off because I wasn't a Muslim. You know, I mean, we've got to see how we're being played on all this, folks. And we've really got to see what the bigger picture is with this event as well. Because if we don't rein this whole fake CGI concept regarding Christchurch in and expose it for the co-intel narrative that it is, I'll tell you how this is all going to be played out. Because everything they do is multi-pronged. You know, they've obviously planned this shooting well in advance. We can see all the signs. They crashed Facebook, all the stuff. They wanted attention there. They meant to stream it live. I suggested last week, maybe they didn't know he was going to do it. I put all sorts of hypotheses out in the reports I've been giving on this, because all these reports that I give you folks, it's just me thinking out loud, so they go anywhere. And often I change my mind because I've researched different things. But when I look at it, yeah, they meant to stream it. They meant to do all of this, but this was planned well in advance. And the way it's going to work, if you look at Sandy Hook, you know, they put that Sandy Hook meme out there so everybody would think everything is fake from that point. Everyone's going to think it's all crisis actors, it's all this, it's all that. So then they can get a video like this that they mess up and actually show the other players in there, and they can get you concentrating on all things like shell casings and all stuff to do with bandwidth and whatever. Stuff you can't prove, stuff that'll keep you arguing, insignificant details that are simply the stuff they want you to be looking at and want you to be arguing about. But through that, through what they did with Pizzagate and the pizza shop, and when that happened, I started telling people, look, the pizza shop is misdirection. Don't focus on the pizza store, because it's all going to turn pear-shaped and they're going to use it against us. And then the next day after I said that, one of their operatives, of course it was an operative, went in and attacked the pizza store, and that made the news. And so suddenly the independent media is encouraging people to go and commit acts of violence because we're calling out things that aren't true. And this is what created the whole fake news meme. So now you've got this event in Christchurch, and they've used this sympathy for Muslims, because everyone's seen what we're doing to the Muslim world. We've seen how we're bombing the hell out of these people, and here they come desperate to come and stay in another country just to be safe from all the bombs that we're actually dropping on them. And suddenly there's a white supremacist goes and shoots them all up, and the reaction of the independent media is to cry that it's all fake, it's all CGI, none of it's real, blah, blah, blah. And so suddenly they can push this whole fake news meme and say, well, look at the independent media, look what we get from these guys. We don't get any truth. What we get is a bunch of people who put forward speculation and conjecture and who just don't care about victims and their families. In response to that, we see things like we've just seen put in place in New Zealand, the emergency hotline that Jacinta Ardern has put forth, which is now causing people in New Zealand to ring up and report members of the independent media, such as Vinnie Eastwood, as being possible right-wing extremists because they happen to read the manifesto that had been constructed and put online and was attributed to Brenton Tarrant. And when you look at Brenton Tarrant's manifesto, folks, it looks like a ideology of the truth movement. It looks like an ideology of someone who wants to really do good things for the world, only it's peppered with all of this extremist references through it to make him look like a white supremacist. So it makes all of the truth movement look like white supremacists, look like we're just right-wing extremists who want to take up arms against the government, and all we can do is spread fake news. And it brings along the perfect opportunity for the government to roll out blanket censorship across the internet, arrest all outspoken voices such as myself and other people that are very active in the truth community as being provocateurs of extremism and the purveyors of fake news, and shut us all out and introduce mandatory IDs for people, all sorts of stuff. You're going to need to explain everything about yourself in order to go online. You're going to need to explain everything about yourself in order to do anything in case you are the average white guy next door who may just want to grab a gun and go and shoot up a mosque. This is the way it's going, folks. And this entire CGI, it's all fake concept that's been attached to Christchurch is leading towards this. It's playing directly into the hands of the system in order for them to roll out their fake news meme and to get all the people of the world who actually believe this was a right-wing extremist and the media was telling their truth, all the people who actually trust the government, and get all these people to go along with it, because obviously the independent media is dangerous, because look what we just encouraged Brenton Tarrant to do, and look at the way we reacted when he did it. We re-traumatized all the families by accusing them of involving crisis actors and saying it was all fake and posting video after video after video about it and putting out all our speculation and conjecture based on all of these details of an event that none of us attended. You can see exactly how all this is going to be played, folks. You've just got to think a few moves ahead. And when you look at it that way, you can see why there's sites such as Veterans Today putting out this fake CGI concept so quickly, why it's damage control, and why they have worked so quickly to ban this video in New Zealand. You get 10 to 14 years for even watching it in New Zealand, because it exposes everything that I've told you on the show today. It exposes the fact this was not a lone gunman. This was an event that was staged and had multiple players. And as I said, the people of New Zealand are having their weapons taken from them under false pretenses. Everything the government is telling them is a provable lie, which is well exposed by the shooter's video itself. And that's why the video is banned, folks. I mean, people have got to really look through the haze and see through the smoke when they're investigating these things. And they've got to be very careful of what they want to believe. Now, there's been a real conspiratorial mindset injected into the minds of people. You know, a very romantic mindset. I mean, all these sorts of things, you know, flat earth and Tartaria even, you know, the lost past and lost civilizations and all the things that we look at. It's very romantic to look at these things. It's like we're experiencing, you know, a Jules Verne novel, Journey to the Center of the Earth or something like that. All of this wonderful stuff that stimulates the imagination. But while we're doing this and while we're looking at all of these things and speculating on what might be and what the possibilities are, very often we're not noticing what's happening right around us as we speak, what is crawling out over the carpet while we're too busy looking out the windows. Now, this is something that I've been attempting to share with people for so many years now, the need to pay attention to your surroundings. And sure, I mean, I get sucked into wanting to look at other bits of research, experiencing the things that other people are experiencing, you know, looking into Tartaria, looking into my lost past. I mean, this is what got me started. History is what got me started on this. And it's good to be able to go and take a little bit of time off and look at these things sometimes as well. I mean, I need a break from all these current affairs. I need a break from all the suffering and hardship that I see in the world. I need a break from talking about what's happening to my friends in Palestine and Gaza all the time, because it tears at my heart, it tears at my soul. You know, I can't look at the darkness all the time. I can't constantly be looking at people suffering, constantly analysing these shootings, constantly analysing bombings and looking at the corruption of Israel and looking at the corruption of all of these things and these governments and everything. Sometimes I need a break. Sometimes I just need to give myself a little bit of light, have a little bit of time out from that sort of stuff, and just kind of look at some other stuff for a while. So that's what I do. But even when I'm doing that, I'm still paying attention to my surroundings. I'm still paying attention to what's going on. And that's what we need to do now. Now, people need to realize the importance of this event in Christchurch. As I've said many times recently, what we're seeing here is 9/11 2.0. It's going to affect the entire world. It is that important. It really is. If you think of 9/11 being the beginning of the end game, well, what we see in Christchurch now is kind of the end of the end game. This is the beginning of the end move of the end game. This is the move that they're going to use to remove so many rights from people and bring in so much internet restriction, to encourage the average people on the street to see the truth movement as the enemy, see us all as right-wing extremists who just want to take up arms against anybody we don't like. You know, put all of these memes out there, and there's huge troll farms to push it. I mean, people really do need to see what's going on and see how they're being played. And if the independent media and so-called truth movement is ever going to make any difference at all, people need to allow others to think differently. They need to agree to disagree on some of the small details that they continue to argue about. And they need to be prepared to step back, look at the bigger picture, and think at least four or five moves ahead when they're putting out these reports that they're putting out. And be careful who you follow, folks. And I'm not asking anybody to follow me either. I'm not saying I'm right in anything that I've ever put out on the radio show. All I've ever done is come and offer you my thoughts. Like, you know, I'm just a guy in a shed. That's all I am. Now, I just look at things and I tell you what I see. But I tell you, what I see with this video is what I see. And what I see is multiple players. What I see is the government is lying. What I see is an opportunity for us to expose that fact and to show that we actually have some integrity and to get some focus on the real issues with this event and perhaps save the people of New Zealand the fate that they're about to suffer and the fate that the people of Australia will suffer in turn. And as I said, the repercussions of this are going to be felt around the world, and nobody else is going to expose it. Nobody else is going to get focus on this. So who else but the independent media has the duty and the responsibility to expose this? You know, and when I look at what the independent media has been putting out, well, no one else has been seeing the things that I'm saying and noticing the things that I'm noticing, and no one's been saying this and showing people what's actually in the video. So, well, I figured I'd better do that as well, because it needs to be done. And like I said, I've got a lot of flack for it. I've got a lot of people attacking me, accusing me of being a shill, all this stuff. But it's all bots, it's all trolls, it's all agents who want the narrative to go in that direction. And if that's not who it is, well, then it's people that have been trained to think that way by those sources that I pointed out to you before. And it's simply because people aren't thinking for themselves. And this is an event that they need to think about. They need to think very, very clearly about what the bigger picture is going to be, what the repercussions are going to be, how this is going to affect their freedom in their own country, how it's going to affect censorship, how it's going to affect people's opinion of the independent media, and how it's actually going to affect the independent media itself. And again, think about that emergency hotline that now exists in New Zealand, and think about what it's being used for, which is reporting websites that don't agree with the official narrative. This is the way they will shut down the independent media, ladies and gentlemen. They just squeeze us out. Just sweep the truth under the carpet and make it non-accessible for people. Like I said, they blocked Vinny out of his website or out of his YouTube channel for 3 months. No one can get to his information there. Well, people can get to the information, but they can't get to him, and he can't even alert his, I don't know, 40 or 50,000 subscribers that he's got there, or 70,000, I haven't looked, but however many subscribers he's got, He can't even alert them to the fact that he's locked out of his channel. He's just got to go to another channel and hope that they notice him. So that's what they do, folks. They just sweep it under the carpet and hope it goes away. They make it more and more difficult for you to reach your audience. And this is why I deleted that video from last week. I just thought, well, I'm not going to risk it to get my channel terminated or get another strike where I can't talk to you for 3 months. So I guess I'll just delete that and let you see it on BitChute. But again, folks, this is the way it's going. They're just brushing the truth aside and putting it out in the back room so no one can find it. If my channel does get penalized, folks, I will return to my old channel, which is called AOD Scarecrow. If you go to my YouTube channel now, The Crow House, you'll find a link to the AOD Scarecrow channel on that page, on my homepage on the YouTube channel. I think you'll probably find a link in my radio archives as well to the AOD Scarecrow channel. If both channels go down, well, I'll just open another channel and I'll call it The Crow House Reloaded and see where we go from there. But with all of this, folks, suffice to say we are in desperate and dangerous times. We really are. And through this, it's really important that we maintain a level of integrity and that we report the truth in what we're seeing. And don't put forth speculation and conjecture. And actually, in the spirit of that, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that Vinnie Eastwood's sister knew someone who died in the mosque in the Christchurch shooting. I got that wrong. I misheard what Vinnie said in the conversation we were having. Vinnie told me that his sister was in Christchurch and things were quite emotional and I just misheard him and I reported that wrong. And I'd like to retract that statement and I would like to apologize for leading anybody in the wrong direction with that. It was completely unintentional and I apologize. But even with that, folks, I mean, I don't need Vinnie's sister to know somebody there to know that this was a real shooting anyway, because that's just simply what the evidence says. You know, all I've ever really encouraged people to do ever since I started this radio show is to think for themselves and to hopefully find themselves in the process. And even through everything that I'm offering you on the show today and everything I've been saying about this event in Christchurch, I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm simply asking you to think for yourself. Don't allow yourself to be led by others. All I've given you on the broadcast that I've given you is evidence. I haven't put any opinion on the evidence. I've simply let the evidence speak for itself. You know, and the evidence says what the evidence says. You just put the cards on the table and see what they say. And that's what it says. I mean, it doesn't prove any of this stuff that's speculation and conjecture. It doesn't prove CGI. It doesn't prove anything. These people are telling you it does prove. What it proves is that there are multiple players. Is that the government is lying? Is that we now have a piece of evidence which shows the media is full of shit. It shows the government is full of shit. It shows that they did this themselves to bring about a certain agenda. We've got all the evidence we need to expose these people, ladies and gentlemen, if we can just get a little bit of focus. And that's what makes this event so important. And that's really what it's all about, isn't it? It's about the truth, and it's about integrity, and it's about freedom. You know, we're heading for a very, very dangerous and desperate place if we don't get a grip on what we're facing and we find some way out of this mess. And I don't know what all the answers are, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone who wants me to give you a solution, I don't know. I don't have the solution. The solution is for everyone to wake up to what's going on, and then we don't have to do this. We can just say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. We figured it out. We figured it out that you're all criminals and you've just got this whole respect for authority ingrained into us so that we believe this fiction that you've put over our minds. But guess what? We don't believe it anymore. Now we've figured out what's going on and now we've figured out that it's time to look after each other. That's how to get out of this mess, folks. You know, wake up to yourself. Wake up to who you are. Stop arguing about all these details you can't prove and look at what's actually going on. You're not free, and that is the big problem. We need to establish some freedom for the human condition. And we're not going to do that until we can learn to respect each other. If we can't even respect each other online and learn to discuss these things openly, then what hope do we have? You know, and like I said last week, you know, if you're out there and you want to make a name for yourself, you want to sell your books and sell your wares and do all this stuff, well, just get out of the way. Get out of the way and do that later. And let some real activists who really care about the world take control of this situation and do something about the condition that we're in, because this condition needs to change. And it's not going to change until we do something about it. And that's not going to happen until we choose to participate. And we're not going to do that until we've learned to respect each other. We won't do that until we learn to respect ourselves. So again, that's what it all comes down to. It comes back to finding yourself, finding the respect for yourself enough to respect others. That's what the truth of life is, folks. The truth of life is who and what you are, what you're capable of, what we can do with this experience. You know, we're not doing a very good job with it now. And I think it's about time we change that. But folks, we're out of time. We're completely out of time. So I'm going to have to leave it there for now. I've actually got all the t-shirts out to everybody this week. Hurrah, hurrah. I know, sorry it's taken so long, but I finally got them out to everybody. Thank you to all the people who send me so many kind emails. I'm trying to get on top of answering them. It is a process, but I'm getting through it. And thank you, thank you, thank you to my Patreon supporters. I could not do any of this if it was not for you. Thank you for being out here on the front line with me. And I'll look forward to speaking to you all again next week. Please take very good care until then, folks. And don't worry about the shills and the trolls on my channel. It all happens. I'm used to it, folks. It's water off a duck's back. It comes with the territory. And like I said, you don't get the flak if you're not over the target. So in many ways, it's kind of encouraging. So don't let that worry. I just play with them sometimes and give them a little bit of food sometimes because it gives me a little bit of R&R. So don't stress on it. It's just the way it goes. But again, that is it for me now, folks. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then. Ilakesh.